This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. A groundbreaking aged care facility catering to older gays and lesbians is currently under construction in Victoria, following the federal government's recent decision to classify elderly GLBT people as a special needs group. Gay rights groups have applauded the government's decision to provide the support to elderly gay and lesbian citizens who often face discrimination from carers, staff or peers.
We obviously do have some instances where people have reported choosing to hide or choosing to even return to the closet.
That's Dr. Jo Harrison from the University of South Australia, who told the ABC that the government's move to protect this vulnerable group is a significant step forward.
A historical turning point for us with this whole issue has been the recent announcement. That's an incredibly significant turnaround from like virtual invisibility at federal government level 2 years ago.
The new facility in Ballan, northwest of Melbourne, is expected to open next year.
Advocates say a plan to half the period gay men have to abstain from sex before donating blood doesn't go far enough. An independent review commissioned by the Australian Red Cross recommends the time gay men must wait between their last sexual activity and giving blood be reduced from a year to 6 months. But Michael Kane, whose anti-discrimination case sparked the review, says most gay men with safe blood would still be excluded from donating.
6 months, I believe, would still be discriminatory because it's focusing on the gender of somebody's partner, which we're saying is inherently wrong, when the diseases we're talking about are transmitted through unsafe sexual practices. The window periods simply aren't longer for homosexual people than they are for heterosexual people.
An all-star Australian cast has been assembled for the Australian stage premiere of the Dustin Lance Black marriage equality play, Eight. The play premiered on stage in the US last year and starred some of America's biggest names, including Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. The Aussie version of the play will be headlined by Rachel Griffiths, who joins other high-profile local actors and entertainers, including Magda Subansky, Lisa McCune and Daniel McPherson.
A male sex worker who is alleged to have knowingly infected clients with HIV will front court again in August. The 36-year-old man faces several charges, including attempting to intentionally infect another person with a very serious disease, after being arrested at a house in Reservoir in Melbourne's northern suburbs. Anyone who may have used the man's services, which were advertised in local gay publications, is urged to contact police and seek appropriate health care.
Around 40 gay rights activists have been detained by police in Moscow after protesting for the right to hold a gay pride parade in the city. The group gathered outside the city council building where they clashed with an Orthodox Christian group who were protesting against homosexuality. It's been a difficult past 12 months for Moscow's LGBT community, with gay rights activist Nicholas Alexeyev becoming the first person charged under the St. Petersburg anti-propaganda law that bans educating minors about homosexuality.
Malawi may become the first African nation in almost two decades to overturn laws criminalising homosexuality following a push from the country's first female president. President Joyce Banda told Parliament last week that laws against indecent practices and unnatural acts would be among those to be repealed as a matter of urgency. It is not yet known how many MPs support the reform, which comes despite a warning from Amnesty International that discrimination against GLBTI people had worsened in Africa due to homophobic laws.
Briefly in other news, pop icon Adam Lambert has made history by becoming the first openly gay artist to hit the top spot on the US albums chart. And Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras chief executive Michael Rolick has stepped down after almost 3 years at the helm of Australia's most colourful queer celebration.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Darwin has officially won the bid to host the next Asia-Pacific Out Games in 2014. And British human rights lawyer and writer Mark Stevens has written an article suggesting that LGBT rights be the centrepiece for the London 2012 Olympics. Stevens said countries that criminalise homosexuality should be banned by the International Olympic Committee and that athletes from these countries should apply for asylum in England.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.